Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I am checking in once again. This is Renee Lowe, CEO of Onyx Queen Media. We provide our services to businesses looking to expand their foodie and lifestyle brands. We are influencers who curate relationships between brands and personalities. We create brand awareness and revenue by growing your media platform. We mainly work with entrepreneurs, mostly female entrepreneurs in the natural hair community, in the foodie space. We also have other entrepreneurs that are writing books, that are constantly on television, sharing their particular genre, whatever it is. It could be food, it could be fashion, it could be a line of makeup, whatever it is. We are in the foodie and lifestyle brand space. So welcome again. As promised, I said that I would come back with three more things that entrepreneurs must do. So this is kind of it is a part two to last week's podcast, which gave you my first three things. And then I'm going to give you three more things. And, depending on what kind of feedback I get, I might do another three things. But for now, we're going to make this a part one, and this is part two. So this is season 6, episode 7. We're almost at the end. I usually do 8 episodes per season, so this is actually the second to last. Okay, so three key things that entrepreneurs must do, part two. Season 6, episode 7. So the three things that I came up with are three things that I have actually, are things that I have had to do within my own business as well. Number one is solve a need in the market. Number two is take action. And number three is something that I get accused of all the time by my parents, loved ones around me, oh my goodness, and that is to, I'm leaving that one for last, because if you hear it in my voice, you can tell I haven't had a lot of rest, so if anything that I have been a violator of is not resting, but we'll go into that. Let's start with number one, solve a need in the market. This is something I think that entrepreneurs struggle with. We're always trying to come up with new ideas, and where, there's some entrepreneurs out there that are constantly talking about, oh, they're serial entrepreneurs. Okay. please excuse my throat. I feel like a song, let me clear my throat. Please excuse my voice. Oh, my goodness. I'm like on the edge of like not getting sick, and I've been doing my vitamin C and getting all that together, because when you run your own business, there's no time to be sick. But like I said, I will talk about that in my third key thing, which is resting. But yes, number one, solve a need in the market. It's great to come up with a bunch of ideas. It's great to be on the cusp of the next big thing. And I feel like we as entrepreneurs are always looking for the next big thing. We're looking for the next 99 cent as seen on TV deal. And many entrepreneurs have come up with that. And I'm not knocking that at all. It's the reason why, shows like Shark Tank exist and, those sort of things, because you really want to see products that are out there. But the whole point of when you watch shows like that, all of the people that go on those shows, well, I would say 99.9% of the people that go on those shows are trying to solve a need out in the market. Now, out in the market means out where the people are, okay? Your market is, you know, your group of people, your potential customers, your potential clients. Who are you marketing to? Your market are the people who respond to what it is that you're putting out, you know? So that is your market. Your market are the people who are going to spend money with you. So what are you solving out there in the market or out there for the people? Have you come up with an easier way for people to tie their shoes? Have you come up with an easier way to make food quickly? You know, cooking food on the stove was always a hard thing when you had a family and it took time. So somebody out there said, you know what? We need to be able to cook food at a faster rate. So enter stage right is the microwave. You know, you come up with the microwave. We need to be able to listen to music. We can't always bring our record players with us. How do we listen to music on the go? In comes the radio. In comes radio stations and frequencies on FM and AM and all these different things that make it easy for us to listen. And now we have, you know, cable radio. Some radio. Now you can listen to shows and stations even on a cable level in your car, especially if you have some of the newest cars from, you know, 2017s and even earlier versions of cars, definitely 2017s and 18s. You can almost always get XM radio or some other services in your car, even Wi-Fi service in your car. So that is my number one thing today on the list is solve a need in the market. Fill a need. Because once you do that, people are going to be clamoring for whatever it is that you have. Make an everyday task easy. You know, take something that people do every day, make it easier, improve on it, and you've solved the need in the market. And see how marketable it really is. Test it. You know, so that's number one. Number two, this is something that entrepreneurs also struggle with. Take action. Entrepreneurs always, like I said, coming up with ideas. We're thinking of this and thinking of that. We want to do this, we want to do that. But we seldom take action. It's those few entrepreneurs that take action that are the ones that are successful. So if you know that you're great at doing something and you come up with the idea that, yes, I'm going to do X, Y, Z thing, don't wait too long before you take action on it. Don't wait too long before you really bring that idea to fruition, because if you just keep thinking up ideas, that's all they're going to be is ideas. And it'll never come into fruition as a product. It will never come into fruition as a service that you offer. So make sure that you're constantly not only coming up with ideas, which is great, but start taking action on those ideas. Execute. You know, execution is always key when it comes to being an entrepreneur, okay? And my final thing is rest. And I will be on here with a sore throat, sniffling, everything else. We have events and everything happening. But I will tell you one thing that I have found over the past few years that I have really had to take seriously, and that is to rest. And you're probably thinking, okay, this is supposed to be three key things entrepreneurs must do. Rest is not, you know, like a business thing. It really is. We are always on the go when you work for yourself. And I'm not knocking entrepreneurs who are still working in their 9-to-5 jobs. We're not knocking you guys at all. You, of all people, really need to rest because you go to work on your 9-to-5 job and then you come home and work on your hustle. one thing about working for yourself, and I'm specifically talking to the entrepreneurs who are doing this full time, is once you start, most entrepreneurs do start working out of their homes. And what ends up happening is that you never shut off. You know, for your 9-to-5 job, if you've been in the 9-to-5 world, you could shut that off. Not always very easily, because my old 9-to-5 job was very hard to shut off as well, but I would shut it off, you know. And that was 5 o'clock, that was 5 o'clock, and that was done. And then it was all about my company and me building my side hustle up to the point that I could be able to survive on it full time. Okay, but the thing about being an entrepreneur 100% of the time is that you are constantly not shutting off. You are constantly, everything is your business. Everything about what you do is your business. Everything that you turn around the corner is your business. You walk into the kitchen, there's something on the counter about your business. You walk into your living room, your laptop is sitting there on the coffee table. It's all pulled up with things on the computer about your business. You go down to the basement, there's your paperwork down there, up, tax time is coming. It's all about the business. Everything can be all consuming. So we do have to take the time to rest. I am at the point right now, I'm not burned out, but I'm definitely tired, and I can feel that I'm tired, so I know. And I actually had one of the ladies, entrepreneur ladies and businesswomen from my Blackberry Naturals group told me, she said, "Renee, you need to rest. You just need to rest." And she's so right. She's absolutely right. So sometimes you have to have a person in your life to kind of, you know, kick you in the backside to let you know you need to rest and you need to take it easy. So I am not going to keep you guys any longer because I am going to take her advice because we've got a lot going on this weekend and I do need to rest. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single one of our listeners. This podcast is taking off, you guys. I have so many ideas and plans that I am taking action with this podcast. It's going to expand tremendously in 2007, in 2017. And oh my goodness, I can't even get into all the different things because it'll be a whole other 10 minutes. But yes, the podcast will be expanding. We will be on several different platforms. It's going to be pretty awesome. So please stay in touch with us. Find us on social media at Onyx Queen Media. You can find me anywhere. Google Onyx Queen Media. We will pop up wherever, however, Twitter, Instagram. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are a natural hair vendor, provider, you have products, you're a blogger, whatever the case may be, please follow us as well at Onyx Queen Media. That's actually me on Instagram and Twitter. And then also follow Blackberry Naturals. That's our ladies' entrepreneur group for natural hair vendors and people who provide services within the natural hair community. So follow us over there as well. If you want any information at all, you can always email me, info@onyxqueenmedia.com, onyxqueenmedia.com, blackberrynaturals.com. Find us on the web. We are so easy to find, and we are very, very accessible. Have a good weekend, you guys. I will talk to you next week. Remember, solve a need in the market, take action, and rest. Bye, you guys.